This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. Up to Date wants to know what you're talking about with family and friends. You can text UTD to 816-601-4777 to tell us. Again, 816-601-4777. Well, right now, inflation and supply chain issues seem to be impacting every industry. But one service that's being affected by this that you might not consider is your neighborhood food pantry. Some of these pantries are struggling to continue providing food and other crucial products at an adequate rate for those in need. Joining us on to talk about this is Zach Sellers. He's Operations Director for Jewish Family Services' Kersher KC Pantry, which operates out of Brookside. It also has an Overland Park location. Zach, welcome to Up to Date. So good to have you here.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And so first, Zach, tell us about the Jewish Family Services and the food pantries that your organization runs.
So we have two locations, one, as you had said, in Brookside on 63rd Street, as well as a location at the Jewish Community Center. I think there's an assumption that we only serve Jewish clients, but actually the opposite. We serve about 10% Jewish clients, and then 90% of our clients are unaffiliated with the Jewish religion.
I think that'll surprise people.
Yeah, I think so, and I think it's just part of our name, but we truly are open to serving anyone regardless of religion, race, gender, age.
And the Kersher KC Pantry, that's one that operates out of Brookside, right?
Kersher is actually kind of like an overall modality. It includes our food pantries, but it also includes like a social work aspect and is really like a holistic approach to serving clients.
So as we continue to experience inflation, Zach, and supply chain issues in this country and around the world, how is that impacting the operations of food pantries like yours?
I think the biggest change that it has caused, Steve, is a choice for clients. We still get food from harvesters, some like food staples such as like canned goods, shelf stable items, but it really limits the amount of like produce that we can get, fresh fruits and vegetables.
That's meats. Where the crunch is, it sounds like.
Yeah, things that are generally pretty expensive, even with food stamps, it's pretty pricey to get like a pack of bacon. The other thing that we see is difficult to get is like paper products. So paper towels, toilet paper, toothpaste, things that we need daily, but sometimes like aren't able to cover with our budget.
So how do you end up compensating then? How do you make up for that shortage?
We definitely have to have limits on what families are able to get. We have like household sizes are based on what you're able to get based on household size. And then we also, we have to go out and purchase some of those items with our food pantry budget.
Hmm. You say you focused on being equitable to all visitors, but what are some of the products you're going out and actually buying for people, Zach?
I think one of the big things that we purchase a lot is incontinent products. We serve an elderly population quite a bit at both of our locations, and so wipes, briefs, things that elderly folks need but can't necessarily afford, they're pretty expensive. That's one of the things we purchase quite a bit, and some meat products as well, dairy, eggs, those sort of things.
Some reports have suggested that while demand goes up for items at food pantries, support is also going down. Are you experiencing that on the ground on your job day to day?
Yeah, I think so. I think while COVID was difficult, it really brought in a lot of government funding and it allowed us to purchase a lot of food with government funds. That is quickly dwindling, and we don't have that support from government funding as much. And so while the funding and the resources have kind of dwindled, the need is just as high as it ever has been.
You know, you wouldn't think running a food pantry would be all that complicated, but you're telling me something here that I didn't know before. There's a lot more that goes into it than meets the eye.
Yeah, and I think we just want to be a resource for the community, and there's a lot that goes into it, but we're grateful for donors and folks who have been supportive throughout COVID. We've had a lot of volunteers come through COVID, and we're grateful for their support.
So what's your relationship with Harvesters, the other well-known food pantry network?
Yeah, we do a lot of our ordering through Harvesters. We have like an online portal where we're able to get food from them. We recently got turkeys and whole chickens for the holiday, which I know a lot of families are really excited about, and it's a great option to be able to provide to families.
You know, for lack of a better phrase here, are food pantries sort of, you know, are they battling for limited resources right now?
I wouldn't say they're necessarily battling, but I think we are limited in the amount of things that we can get. For say, for instance, turkeys. I think we got like 30 turkeys with our first purchase order at our Brookside pantry. And so while we're still getting a lot of good things, it's limited in the amounts that we can get.
I was going to say 30 turkeys, that's a good number, but that's going to go pretty fast, right?
Yeah, we serve about 800 families, so it goes pretty quickly.
So what is the reaction to families when they find out they can get a turkey and times have been tough for them? That's got to be a good day.
Oh, they love it. Yeah, they are very excited, and we load it up on their cart, and they're so grateful and respectful, and they're very gracious.
So if someone wants to help the food pantries of Jewish Family Services and all the great work you're doing over there, how can they help?
Yeah, I think there's three ways. I think one, donating of goods. If you're able to donate food, any like paper products, we are always welcome to that. Financial donations, if folks are willing and able, we always accept financial donations. And then donation of time. We're always looking for volunteers who are wanting to help out, whether that's one day a week, if they're able to serve. That's always appreciated. And they can find information on how to do that at our website, jfskc.org.
I was going to say, where can they go? Give that email address out again.
The website's jfskc.org. You're also welcome to follow us on social media. Our social media team does a great job of putting stuff out there when we're in need of like peanut butter or like very specific items, so folks can help out that way as well.
How did you get into this line of work?
I have my bachelor's degree in social work from Park University, and so I've always wanted to help people, and JFS is doing really amazing work, so I'm grateful to be a part of it.
What's the biggest thing you wish people knew about food pantries that maybe oftentimes gets overlooked?
I think there's a dignity piece. I think there's always like a connotation that comes with going to a food pantry, but truly everyone in the last several years has struggled, and so it's okay to reach out for help and need help, and I think food pantries do a really great job of meeting folks where they're at and where they need help.
Okay. That's Zach Zellers. He's Operations Director for the Jewish Family Services Kesher KC Pantry. Operates out of Brookside and also has an Overland Park location. Zach, appreciate the update very much. Good luck to you this holiday season, okay?
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.